And we begin with live music from the band from WA. They're called Warning Birds, and this is Best Friends with a Ghost. And that was Warning Birds live on today's show, Best Friends with a Ghost, which will be a track on their album, which is coming out at the beginning of next year. Sam Carmody, thank you very much indeed for that. Would you like to introduce the band?
Yes, of course. All right. So to my right is Benson Thomas on the synthy keys. I've got Carmen Pepper on my left on the bass and doing vocals. Mike the trumpet. Tim Bates on drums and the wonderful Alex on violin, Alex Vickery.
And this is your standard lineup, or is it a little bit kind of expanded?
It's recently grown another member. We recently gave birth to a new Warning Birds member in in Michael, which is, yeah, so this is probably maybe the third time we've played together, and yeah, it's in ABC Studios, which is quite cool.
Oh, you sound like old hands. Tell us about, well, tell us about the song that you just done, which is very striking. I mean, I hadn't heard it before, so, but it's on the new album, which is called The Wars. And how does it fit in?
Well, it's the newest one we've written for it. The Wars is full of a bunch of very strange stories, I guess, and most of them are fictional. Some of them aren't. That one definitely is, and it was kind of about a character who had lost a sister at a young age and was trapped in that time. He's perpetually 6 years old and kind of perpetually missing this sister that he knew for a short time. And as the song goes on, it's sort of about a relationship at middle age that he can't connect with because he wants out of that relationship and out of that woman what he had with his six-year-old sister, which is this kind of childlike, playful thing, and he's kind of a distorted adult because of that. I don't know where the hell that came from.
No, but it's very interesting that you tell this story, and it kind of goes on. It's a good clue, I think, to where your songs come from, because I mean, you have a literary background, don't you? And so many of your songs have these kind of little scenarios, really.
Yeah, that's right. For a long time there, I thought that's what I wanted to do solely, was be a writer and write fiction. And I've sort of published some short fiction in the past, and that's what I always thought I was doing, and it's what I've kind of studied at uni, has always been literature and literary fiction and creative writing, probably much to the dismay of my PhD supervisors. And I've gone and got a bit addicted to the whole music game now, and I guess that's been where I've channeled that interest in story. And yeah, so all our music kind of does have that thing. I mean, I love looking at records as kind of short story collections, I guess.
Mm. But the music that you provide for these stories seems to me has a almost filmic sound to a lot of Warning Birds. I mean, it was the same on your Battle Plans album as well, I think.
When I first got a guitar and started trying to apply my trade, it was very much sort of just folk music and quite stripped down. My cousin Benson, who was on the synths before, he is in a sense the kind of nutty professor of the band and the producer, and he has this, he's always listening to orchestral kinds of music, sort of contemporary alternative orchestral music like Sigur Rós, or he's even listening to things like Hans Zimmer and sort of film score writers and things, and that really has pervaded our sound, and I kind of love it now. I do view it as that kind of cinematic thing. What we're trying to reach is tell stories and also give the feeling of them through the arrangements and things as well.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got instruments that can create long notes like the violin and the trumpet there, I mean, also helps to give that sense of a kind of surging music. Tell us about growing up in Geraldton.
Yeah, I mean, the way I look at that time of my life, my childhood in a town like that has been, it's always been a paradise, I think, the way I've recalled it. And for me, it was very much a sort of storm boy existence, just playing around on beaches and sort of having confrontations with sharks while snorkeling and doing all these incredibly mystical things, by the sea. Geraldton to me really now, in my memory, is just wind and ocean.
But in the songs, it has a sort of gothic quality, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I think as I've gotten older, I mean, I left there when I was in my early teens, and my parents worked always in the hospital system. They're both nurses up there, and they had a very different view of what those towns are really like. I think for a time there, the kind of Central Coast WA had a bit of a sort of a reputation for opioid production and use that I didn't see any of that. I didn't see addiction and I didn't see abuse and domestic violence and all that kind of thing when I was 8 years old on a beach up there. But Mum and Dad saw all of that in the local hospital, and I guess that's not poisoned my memory of it. It's really informed it. But I now like that distance between the way I felt about the place and the way things really were, and also trying to work out whether, some of the magic that I picked up as a kid, maybe is it still there, and I'm not 100% sure. It's a kind of you know, between the illusion and the reality, I suppose.
You're going to do the title track from this new EP, isn't it? The Wars. Anything you need to say quickly about this before you perform it?
Yeah, I'll try and do it quickly. I'm not very good at quick, but there was a girl I went to high school with. This event probably has been the source of a lot of our music, as the kind of things are. But yeah, she was a lovely, kind of vivacious, strong-willed girl. That she was the running champ, the athlete, and kind of the picture of youth and vitality and things. When she succumbed to cancer, when my peer group were in her early 20s, it was a really shocking thing. It was the first time I think any of us had come to look at our mortality in that way, and to think that it happened to Rachel, this girl, was really sort of disorientating. Anyway, I wrote a song about it, as you do, and the community we're in is quite sort of close-knit, and it sort of got to her mother that I'd written this song, and I got a call one day from Rachel's mum saying, I'd really love to hear this tune. So anyway, I met up with her and in a cafe and was kind of confronted with that powerful, bewildering thing that is a mother's grief, also, you know, in the early 20s, and it was sort of stupefying in a way that I didn't know what to say, and I felt inadequate in the face of it. But anyway, one thing she said that stuck with me was she was telling me how when she was coming home from the hospital after a night of being with her daughter and had to eventually leave, she was driving home and, you know, it was early morning and all the walkers and the runners had started doing their thing on the coastal path, and she was looking at them thinking, it's so absurd, you know, the world is turned upside down and there's a war going on and no one seems to know about it. So really this song is about that, The Wars.
Thanks very much indeed, Sam, for coming on today's music show. And it's Warning Birds, and this is their song, the title track of their forthcoming EP or album, whatever it is, The Wars.
Thank you.
Well, that's Warning Birds, and that's their song The Wars, and they were doing it for us on today's music show. You can hear them, though, live if you're in Sydney tonight. They're at the Oxford Art Factory, and on Thursday they will be in Melbourne at the Grace Darling Hotel, and on the 14th of December at the Grace Emily Hotel. Bit of a theme going on here. The Grace Emily Hotel in Adelaide on the 14th of December. Warning Birds, and keep an eye out for their album when they finish it, probably around about February. It's going to be called The Wars, like that tune that we just heard.